Okay, so before we get into the lessons that we're going to take today, lesson 8 and lesson 9 on page 17 and 18 and 19. Alaykum salam. 17, 18, 19, and 20, I guess, right? Because Ta is on two pages also. 17, 18, 19, 20. Before we read the lessons for today, I just want to quickly review some of the things that we've taken in the previous weeks. Alaykum salam. From the very beginning, yani the first lesson that we took was the consonant question. Anybody know? Mim, the letter mim. Okay, the letter mim. Alright, so the letter mim is one of the most frequently found letters in the Arabic language. And for this reason, and the sound of it is very easy, similar to mim in English. For this reason, we began with the letter mim. And then after that, after the letter mim, the next letter in lesson 2 we took was noon. Noon. Noon represents the N sound. And also frequent letter in the Arabic language and very easy to pronounce. In lesson 3 we took yani what is called in Arabic sukoon, which means, if somebody can tell me, the absence of a vowel. The absence of a vowel sound. Yani when a consonant doesn't have a vowel, then usually you'll see above it the sign of sukoon. In this book, the sukoon is a circle, a small circle, but sometimes you may see it represented by other symbols in the mushaf. Various other yani symbols are sometimes used. In any case, sukoon in this book is going to be written as a circle, and it represents the absence of a vowel. In the next lesson, lesson number 5, or did I skip something? Meme, sukoon, lesson number 4. Naam. Lesson number 4 was what? Lam, the letter lam, yes. Also, lam is a very frequent letter and an easy letter to pronounce. So this means that we have taken, in those first few lessons, we took meme, we took noon, we took lam, we took sukoon, and then in lesson 5, we took what is called shadda. Okay, shadda. What is shadda? Shadda, it looks like a small W, yani English W in the English alphabet. It looks like a small W, and it means double the consonant that it is written above. It means double that consonant. So if it's written above a meme, it means that there are two memes, but with a very important condition. Yani when you have two memes or two noons or two lambs, in order for you to use shadda, the first of those two identical consonants, the first of them must be what? It must have a sukoon. The first one must have a sukoon. Okay, whenever you see shadda, it means that letter is doubled, and the first of the doubled letter has sukoon. It doesn't have a vowel. Okay, so in that case, when you see shadda, then you should remember that you're going to read it as though you're reading a letter with sukoon. And then that letter is going to be repeated with whatever vowel is written with it. Okay, so the same way we said that with a letter sukoon, with a letter that has sukoon, we said that you join it to the previous letter and make one consonant. So the same thing when you see shadda, it represents a double consonant. If it's a written with a meme, it means that there are two memes. The first one is going to be joined to the previous letter, making one consonant. Okay? Okay, after that, Lesson 5? Okay, after that, in lesson 6, we had Aleph Maddiya, yani the Aleph being used to elongate a vowel, to elongate the Fatha A sound. Okay, we had Aleph Maddiya. Aleph Maddiya, it means the Aleph that is being used to elongate the vowel sign of Fatha. After that, and also in that lesson, we also had the combination of lam and aleph when they are written together as a special letter called lam aleph. And then the last letter we took was lesson 7. Lesson 7 was the letter ha, which represents an H sound. However, in Arabic, there are two has, okay? There's the ha as in huwa and Allahu, and then there's the ha as in halal and haram and Ahmed. Okay, so these two H sounds are different in the Arabic language, and you have to pay attention to them and distinguish between them. Okay, this is the first of them. We're going to see the next Ha later on in the book, in lesson 41 on page 80, on down the line. No time soon. But for now, pay attention and remember that there are two H sounds in Arabic. This one is an easy, soft sound, as in the word huwa. As we say in Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Okay? That sound is different than the other H sound in the end of that ayat, أحد, أحد. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أحد. Ha, أحد. That's different than huwa. Alright, so we're going to see the other one later on. Also, the ha sound, or the letter ha, when it's at the end of a word, it resembles, it looks like another letter that we're going to see later on called ta marbuta, which is a combination of ta and ha. And yani, when we come to that, later on down the line in lesson 21, inshallah, we'll discuss the difference between them. Okay, so this is what we have covered so far in the first seven lessons. We've covered yani, the concept of the absence of a vowel, which is called sukoon. We also covered the concept of a double consonant. When a consonant is doubled, the first one of them not having a vowel, that's written with shadda. And then we had the consonants meem and noon and lam and ka and ha and meem, noon, lam, ha, and what else? What other consonant do we have? Kaf? Yeah, we're going to have kaf today. Okay, so that's what we covered so far. Anybody have any question about any of the consonants, their sound, the way they're written, or any other question concerning them? Anybody have a question concerning the consonants that we have taken so far, or yani the sukoon or shadda? Any question? Naam, you have a question? Oh, okay. You looked up like maybe you had a question. Fine. Okay, if there's no question, naam?
We have to do our best to write it
and see
it.
You have to do what? Write it. You have to practice writing. It's very important that you practice writing. Very, very important. Walaikum salam. Shadda? No, it doesn't have another name as far as I know. I don't know of any other name for it. Maybe, huh? No. Tanween is something completely different. Completely different. Tanween, we're going to come to Tanween, inshallah, soon. Yeah, you do the best you write as you see it in the book. Or as you see it in the Mus'haf, if you're reading Quran, no problem. And certainly there are different styles of writing in Arabic, so that a letter sometimes may have some variation in the way that it's written, okay, according to different scripts, right? But basically, for now, the way it's written in the book, you try to follow the way it's written in the book. Or, if you want to follow the way you see the shape of a letter in the Mus'haf, no problem. That's just fine. Yani, it's all recognizable. It's going to have the same basic form, but it may be yani, a little slight twist to it in the same way that you have in handwriting in English, right? Yani, you might have a little different style of handwriting where you write a particular letter, but for the most part, it's going to have certain features, like the letter a noon is going to have one dot above it, okay? So you're going to always look for that dot for the letter noon, okay? The letter meme is a circle, okay? And of course, if it's in the beginning, middle, or end, there's going to be a slight variation, right? The letter lam is like a straight line with a loop, yani at the bottom of it, depending on whether it's written alone, or whether it's at the end of the letter, or whether it's written in the beginning or middle. Okay, so there are certain features that you're going to look for in letters. It may have a dot above it, or a dot below it, or two dots, or three dots. These are things that you're going to look for to recognize the letter. Even if there's a different script, those things are going to be uniform. You're going to see that. Yeah.
Sometimes some letters carefully make it certain way, like below the line.
Yeah. There are certain letters that are written below the line, certain letters that are written right on the line, certain letters that are a little bit longer, halfway above the line, or twice as long above the line, like this. Naam, try to pay attention to that, inshallah. Try to pay attention to that. Naam. All right? Okay. So, I just want to practice just a little bit with some of the letters that we had before. We're not going to read from the book. I'm going to give you the letter and the vowel that goes with it, and I want you to tell me how you pronounce it, okay? So I'm going to give you a letter, and I'm going to tell you what vowel goes with it, and I want to hear you pronounce the sound, okay? So for example, meme with fatha. Meem with kasra. Meem with dhamma. Meem with fatha. Meem with fatha. Ma. Meem with dhamma. Meem with kasra. Meem with dhamma. Okay, noon with fatha. Noon with dhamma. Noon with kasra. Noon with dhamma. Noon with kasra. Noon with fatha. Okay, lam with kasra. Li. Lam with dhamma. Lam with fatha. Lam with dhamma. Lam with kasra. Lam with fatha. Okay, meem with dhamma. Meem with dhamma. Noon with kasra. Lam with fatha. Okay, so these letters I think we know well. Okay, we also had alif maddiya, and the mad, it means that the sound of the vowel is just going to be lengthened. So the fatha sound, ma, with alif following it becomes ma. Same sound, just elongated. Okay? We had alif maddiya. We're going to take yani the same thing, ya maddiya and waw maddiya. Yani the elongation of kasra and dhamma in the future, inshallah. For now, we just have one long vowel. That is alif maddiya. Okay, it's going to elongate the fatha sound from a to a. Okay? From la to la. Like this. Okay? Okay, any question before we take the first lesson for today? Okay, as we begin to read the first lesson for today, I just want to remind you of the importance of al-muraja'a. Al-muraja'a means
review.
Yani, reviewing your lessons is very, very important. I'm suggesting that every day you should try to do some, yani, time. Spend some time reading these lessons. Whether it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour, everybody according to your ability, the more time you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. I'm also suggesting that our 5-point system of studying the lessons, yani, you should try to apply it. If you use it, it's going to take a little bit of time to get through one lesson, walaikum salam, but you're going to be able to master the lesson better than if you didn't do it. And it involves, the 5 steps involve 3 things. One of them is reading the lesson, yani looking at it, reading it. The second aspect is writing the lesson, writing out, practicing writing the lesson. And the third aspect is listening to somebody else read. Listening to somebody else read. And each one of these steps is going to be repeated so that it actually ends up as 5 steps. The last step is a combination of listening and writing. A combination of listening and writing. And I think I have sent those notes concerning the 5-step program to the class. Usually I try to send it every week in case anybody new came who didn't get it before. So if you keep seeing it, please, yani, bear with me, be patient. It's because we want to make sure that everybody has it. And if you use it, I expect, with the permission of Allah, inshallah, it will definitely be of benefit to you. Okay, we're going to go now to the lesson for today, the first lesson, lesson number 8. Since we are just coming off a vacation, I'm going to give you a chance to adjust and try to, you know, get your minds focused. But let's try as best we can to focus on this lesson carefully. The first lesson that we're going to take today is lesson number 8. It's on page 17. Okay, it says new element, K-A, ka. Yani the letter, kaf. The name of the letter is kaf. And the sound of it is like K. Here, I want to caution you to be careful as you begin to learn these letters, if you're learning them for the first time. And if you are not learning them for the first time, also I want to warn you to be careful to distinguish between the letter kaf and the letter qaf. The letter kaf and the letter qaf. Okay, K and Q. The letter kaf and the letter qaf come from almost the same makhraj, meaning the place, the point of articulation of both of them is the back of the tongue. going up to the roof of the mouth, in the back of the mouth, okay? But qaf, the other letter, the Q letter, is a little bit further back, close to the throat, and kaf is a little further up, yani towards the mouth, away from the throat. So they're almost from the same place. One of them is ka, and the other is aw. A lot of times we hear people now pronounce words that have qaf, and they pronounce it ka. Or letters that have kaf, and they pronounce it ka. So be careful. Distinguish between the K and the Q in Arabic. Kaf and qaf. When we come to qaf, we'll talk about it a little bit more. Right now, we don't have to worry about qaf, but what we are looking at is the letter kaf. Okay, the letter kaf, in the book, it just has two letters written here on the top of the page. One is the form of the letter kaf when it's written by itself, when it's written independently, when it's not connected to anything before it or anything behind it. As we go through this lesson, I want you to pay attention to the form of the kaf when it's written in the beginning, when it's written in the middle, and when it's written on the end, connected to something before it. Because here we only have two forms of the letter kaf, when it's written by itself and when it's written in the beginning. Okay, when it's written in the beginning of a word, this is how it looks, yani, with, yani, cutting, yani, we don't see the little S, yani, the thing that looks like a little S, we don't see that written. We're only going to see that written when the kaf is written by itself or when it's written at the end. Okay, so please pay attention to the different forms of the letter kaf. When it's in the middle, it's going to have a way to connect something before it and something after it. Okay, and when it's on the end, it's just going to have, yani, a point of connection to the letter that's before it, because it's going to be at the end, and there's nothing going to be connecting to the end of it. So this is a concept that I want you to kind of grasp in your mind, that every letter, when it's in the beginning, it has to have a point where it can connect to what's following it. And when it's in the middle, it has to have a point in the before it and after it, where it can connect to the letter that's before it and the letter after it. And when it's at the end, it should just have a point where it can connect to the letter that precedes it, that's before it. Okay, so pay attention to the connecting point on every letter when it's in the beginning, middle, or end. Okay, we're on page 17, lesson 8, the letter kaf. The letter, its name is kaf. The sound is like a K. Kaf. Ki. Ku. Yani, if it has fatha, you say kaf. With kasra, ki. With dhamma, ku. Ka. Ki, ku, as opposed to qaf, which is pronounced qa, qi, ku, qa, ka. Okay, the difference? You have the difference between ka and qa? Okay, right now we want ka. We don't want any qa sound. We want ka. Okay? Line 1. Line 1 has the letter ha with dhamma, noon with fatha elongated by aleph. That means that's going to be a long vowel. And then there's kaf, written by itself with fatha. Okay, notice the kaf here in this first word is written in its independent form. And that's because even though at the end of a word it should be connected to the letter before it, but it can't connect to the letter before it. Why? Because this aleph is before it. And aleph is a? It's a what? Non-connector. It's a non-connector. Aleph is a letter that can't connect to anything following it. It connects to what's before it, but it can't connect to anything following it. So for that reason, the kaf at the end is not written, in its end form. It's written in its independent, alone form. Because the letter that it should be connected to doesn't connect to anything following it. Okay? Okay, let's read the first word. Ha dhamma hu. Noon fatha aleph. Na. Na. Kaf fatha. Okay, read the word. Hunaka. 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 Hunaka means over there, by the way. Huna, here. Hunaka, over there. Okay, the second word, noon fatha. Na. Ha fatha aleph. Ha. Kaf fatha. Ka. The whole word. Nahaka. Naha means to prohibit. And nahi, prohibition. Nahaka means he prohibited. you. He prohibited you. Nahaka. طيب, the next word, third word, line one, meme with dhamma.
Mu.
Mu. Noon with fatta elongated by aleph.
Na.
Na. Kaf with fatta.
Ka.
Ka. The whole word. Munaka. Okay, the last word on line one, the fourth word, last word on line one, lam fatta aleph. That's lam aleph. Lam aleph means the letter lam connected to the letter aleph. In this case, that aleph is elongating the fatha sound for the lam. Okay, so you have lam fatha being elongated by aleph. The first syllable should be
la,
la. And the last syllable ka fatha
ka.
The whole word
la.
Laka. Okay, let's read the whole line together. The first word. Hunaka. Second word. Nahaka. Third word. Munaka. Fourth word. Laka. Okay, line two. Let's go to line two. Oh, by the way, in the first line, the kaf in all of those words is written by itself, because in each case it's preceded by aleph, so it can't be connected. Now we're going to see in line two, we're going to see kaf written at the end, connected. We're going to see how kaf is supposed to look at the end when it's connected, and we're going to also see how the kaf looks in the beginning when it's connected. We're going to see two forms of the kaf here. We're going to see how it looks on the end, connected. Wa alaykum salam. And we're going to see how it's written in the beginning, connected. Okay, so this is the ending form, and this is the beginning form. In this line, we're going to see both of them. Okay, line two, the first word, lam fatha.
La.
La. Kaf fatha.
Ka.
Ka. The whole word?
Laka.
Laka. Laka. Okay, both of them are short vowels. Laka. Second word, line two, lam fatha.
La.
La. Kasra, kaf. Kasra.
Key.
Key. The whole word?
Lucky.
Lucky. Okay, what's the difference between the first word and the second word? Somebody pay attention. Naam, Abdul Wali.
On the kaf, on the second one has a kasra.
The second one, the kaf has a kasra?
The first one has a fatha.
And the first one, the kaf has a fatha. Okay, so if these words were written as it is normal in Arabic language, with no vowels, then they look exactly the same. Okay? So when words are written with no vowels, a person has to have some knowledge of the Arabic language to be able to understand the context of the sentence, whether this should be laka or laki. It would be laka if the person who is being spoken to was a male. Laka means for you, masculine. If the person being spoken to was a female, then it would be laki. So from the context, you would know, should it be laka or should it be laki? But of course, that comes with knowing some vocabulary and some grammar from the context, you'll be able to read words even if they don't have vowels. Okay? So this is just a point, showing you the importance of the vowels. The vowels change the meaning. And when there are no vowels, then a person has to pay attention to look at the context of a sentence. Okay, this is the first word, laka with fatha, and the second word, laki with kasra. Okay, the third word, line two, is kaf, fatha, elongated by aleph. Ka. Then noon with fatha?
Na.
Na. Okay, the whole word?
Kana.
Kana. Two syllables, long vowel, short vowel. Kana. Next word, fourth word, line two, kaf, fatha, elongated by aleph.
Ka.
Ka. Noon, fatha, elongated by aleph.
Na.
Na. Two syllables, two long vowels. The whole word?
Kana.
Kana. Kana. Two long vowels of equal length. Both of them should be two counts. Should be twice as long as the short vowel. Ka. Ka. Na. Na. Okay, the last word on line two. Ka. Fatha.
Ka.
Ka. Mim. Fatha. Elongated by aleph.
Ma.
Ma. The whole word?
Kama.
Short vowel, long vowel. Two syllables. The first syllable has a short vowel. The second syllable has a long vowel. Kama. Okay, let's read it together. Line two. The first word?
Laka.
Laka. Second word?
Laki.
Laki. Third word?
Kana.
Kana. Fourth word? Kana. Last word?
Kana.
One more time.
Kana.
Okay. It sounded like the first syllable was elongated. Okay, short syllable. Short vowel on the first syllable, long vowel on the second syllable. Kama. Kama. Okay, also notice on line 2, the third word and the fourth word are very close. The third word is kana, and the fourth word is kana. What's the difference between them? One is what? Okay, one is elongated. Which one is elongated? The fourth one has two, both syllables are elongated. Ka-na. The third word only has the first syllable elongated. Ka, and then a short vowel, na. Ka-na, ka-na. And again, this shortening of the vowel or lengthening of the vowel can change the meaning of a word. So it's very important that we read them carefully, that you read each vowel the way it's supposed to be, short or long. Kana, with a short vowel in the end, means he was. Kana, with two long vowels, means the two of them were. Okay? So there's a difference between he was and both of them were. These are two different words. They're very close in their form, the way they look, and very close in their sound, the way they're pronounced. But the meaning, yani, is going to change from a singular third person to a dual. Okay, line 3. We're still on page 17, lesson number 8. Line 3, the first word is ka with fatha. Ka. Mim with fatha.
Ma.
Noon with sukoon means join it to the mim with fatha as one syllable. So the mim with fatha and noon with sukoon should be pronounced men, as one syllable, men, men. Okay, so the whole word should be read ka men. Okay, as one word, ka men, ka men, ka men, ka men. Okay, the third line, second word. Okay, the print here is a little bit off, so I just want to call your attention to this. The first letter is kaf with fatha, ka. And then there's lam with shadda. The shadda should be written above the lam. Okay, should be written above the lam. So I want you to read it just as though the lam has a shadda. And then the lam also has, the shadda has a fatha vowel, and then it's followed by alif. Okay? So this is how you should read it. You should read it as kaf with fatha, which would be ka, and then lam with shadda means that there are two lambs. The first one has sukoon, which means you have to join that lamb to the letter before it. So it's going to be pronounced kal, and then there's another lamb with fatha, which is elongated by aleph, la. Okay, so it's going to be kaf. It's going to be as though it's kaf fatha lamb with sukoon, because the shadda means that letter has sukoon. Kaf, fatha, lam with sukoon, kel. And then there's another lamb. Shadda means two lambs, right? Then there's another lamb with fatha being elongated by aleph. So it's going to be kel and then la. Elongation, right? But you're going to pronounce them together, so you're going to hold the lamb. Instead of saying kel and then breaking it, la, you're going to hold it as one word. Kella. Kella. Naam. Has anybody seen this word in the Quran? Kalla bal rana ala kulubim. Naam. It came in the Quran a lot of times. Yani, generally, yani, it means that rather, not so. It is something else. Yani, once you want to negate something and then make a new statement. Alright? Okay, this is the second word. It should be pronounced kalla. Kalla. Okay, the third word is kaf with dhamma. Should be pronounced ku. And then it's noon with shadda, which means a noon with sukoon, and then another noon with a fatha, right? Okay, so if you pronounce the kaf with dhamma and the noon with sukoon, it should be kun. Kun. And then there's another noon with fatha, elongated by aleph, that should be pronounced
nah.
Okay, so you have two syllables. You have kun, and then you have nah. Alright, if you join them together, you're going to say
kunna.
But just hold it a little bit, right? You want to emphasize that noon with shadda. You're going to say kunna, kunna. Okay, remember the rule here with shadda is very important. Whenever you see shadda, you know that that letter is going to be doubled. The first one has sukoon, and sukoon means join it to the letter before it to make one syllable with the letter before it. So don't forget, when you see shadda, the first of that double letter, you're going to make it one syllable with the letter before it. Okay, so in this case, the noon is going to be joined to the kaf with bamma, kun. And then the second noon is going to have its vowel, in this case elongated by aleph, na, kunna, kunna. Alright? It's a word. It means we were. Yani plural, we were. Kunna. Yani noon with fatah and aleph is a pronoun in Arabic that means the first person plural. Nahnu, we. Kunna. Naam. Kunna here from the verb kana yakunu, we were. We were. Past tense. Okay, the last word on line 3. The last word, lam with fatha.
La.
La. Kaf with fatha elongated by aleph. Ka, noon with fatha?
Na.
Na. Short, huh? Na. Okay, so we have a short, the first syllable is short, the second syllable has elongation, and the third syllable is short again. So short, long, short. How do we pronounce this word?
La-ka-na.
Good. La-ka-na. The first one is short and the last one is short. La-ka-na. 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 Okay, let's go to the next page, line, yani same lesson number 8, on page 18, the last line, line number 4. Line number 4 on page 18, top of the page, the first word has kaf with dhamma, should be pronounced ku, followed by lam with shadda, kul, kul, and then lam with dhamma, lu, and then ha with dhamma, who, and then mim with sukoon means what? Pronounce it with the letter before it as one syllable. So that means ha with dhamma and mim with sukoon should be hum, hum. And this is also a pronoun in Arabic. It's the third person, masculine plural means they, hum, they. Okay? Kullu, the first part of the word is with shadda, lam with shadda. Kullu, and the last part is hum. Okay, so let's read it all as one word. Kulluhum. Hold the lamb. Kulluhum. 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 Kulluhum means, yani kullu means, huh? Yeah, kulluhum means all of them. Yani kullu means each, yeah. So each of them means all of them. Kulluhum. Yani kulluhum muslimun. All of them are Muslims, walhamdulillah. Yani, I'm referring to my children, or your children, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, line one, line 4, second word, kaf with dhamma, ku, lam with shadda. Lam with shadda means that the lam, first one has sukoon, join it to the kaf with dhamma, means kul, then the next lam with the shadda has dhamma, it should be pronounced lu. Then there's noon with fatha elongated by aleph.
Nah.
Na. Okay, it should be pronounced.
Kulluna.
Naam. Kulluna. Kulluna. Hold the lamb, right? Because it's two lambs. Kullu. Kullu. And then na. Kulluna. Yani kulluhum, all of them. Kulluna. All of us. Remember, noon with fatha and aleph is the first person. Plural pronoun, nahnu, we, kulluna, all of us, all of us. Okay, third word, kaf with dhamma, ku, lam with shadda. Okay, lam with shadda means the first lam has sukoon connected to the kaf with dhamma, kul, kul, and then lam with dhamma, lu, and then ha with fatha elongated by aleph, ha, the whole word should be
كلها 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 نعم
ها huh?
Well, this is a little bit more complicated. Yeah, it could. It, yani ha is the is originally ha is the third person feminine singular, but here if you're saying kulluha, it wouldn't. Yani it could mean all of her, or it could mean all of them, because the third person feminine is also used, yani in a special way in Arabic that you don't have in English. It's also used for plurals of things that are what is called in Arabic غير عاقل, yani for non-humans. So this is a little bit complicated. We don't want to go through that right now. But in any case, yani depending on the context, how it came in, it will become more clear what is intended here. The third word is kulluha. Kulluha. Okay, the last word is an easy word and a famous word that probably most of us know. Kaf with dhamma. Ku. Noon with sukoon. Yeah, noon with sukoon means joined to the kaf with dhamma, so it became kun. Has anybody ever heard the expression? Kun fayakun. Naam. Kun fayakun. Kun means be. Be. When Allah wants to bring something into existence or cause anything to happen, He says be. And it is. Kun. Okay, let's read this last line together. The first word. Kulluhum. Second word. Kulluna. Third word. Kulluha. Fourth word?
Kun.
I don't think we read the third line together. I think I slipped past that. Okay. Let's go back to the third line on page 17, on the bottom of the page. Third line, page 17. Let's go back to line 3 and let's read it together. The first word? Ka and men. Kamen. Kamen. Second word? Kalla. Third word?
Kunna.
Fourth word?
Lakana.
Lakana. Okay. We're going to read individually now. We need a volunteer. Somebody take the first word. Line 1. We're on page 17. Going to the top of the page. Line 1. First word. Now, what's your name? Jalil, I could have got that one. What's his name next to you? Khalil. I should have got that one too. Jalil and Khalil. Now, Jalil and Khalil. You probably are related to each other, right?
Yeah, we're cousins.
We're cousins, mashallah. You look alike. You probably say, nah, nah. I know him. I know Khalil very well. He said, "Do you remember him?" Yes, I remember him. I remember him very well. Okay, Jalil, take the first word, line 1.
Hunaka.
Excellent, mashallah. Somebody take the next word. Somebody take the next word. Now, who's that back there? I can't see you. Abdullahi. Nahaka. Third word. Third word, Mustafa.
Munaka.
Fourth word. What's your name? Jean. Jean. Now.
Laka.
Excellent. Okay, line 2. Line 2, first word. Somebody take the first word. Naam. Khatib.
Laka.
Okay, but kind of make it like abrupt, short. Laka. Laka. Second word. Somebody. Naam. Saeed. Lucky. Third word. Naam. Abdul Wali.
Kana.
Fourth word. Pay attention. Somebody got their hand up back there? Behind you, Abdul Halim? Abdul Halim. Kana. Last word. Naam. Jalil, you want to read again? Yeah.
Kana.
Okay, he's reading that one. Kana. Okay, last word. Line 2. Last word. Who wants to read? Naam. Fadl. Go ahead.
Kama.
Okay, let's go to line 3. Somebody read. First word, line 3. Line 3. Help me with your name.
Yusuf.
Yusuf. Yeah, Yusuf. Okay, Yusuf. Mashallah. Yusuf. Yusuf, you live in Long Island?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Yusuf now.
Kaman.
Kaman. Naam. Second word. Abdurrahman.
Kalla.
Kalla. Third word. Third word. Abdulaziz. Kunna.
last word, line 3. Now, Ibrahim? Ibrahim? Huh?
Suleiman.
Suleiman. You got me this time. It's been 2 weeks, though. You know, give me a break. Now, I get a free pass today, all right? Suleiman. And plus, Suleiman, you switched places on me. You used to sit over there on the wall. Okay, you got me with that one. Okay, no problem. 2 weeks and changing places will get any old man, right? Okay, go ahead, Suleiman. Lakana. Good. Okay, turn the page. Page 18, line 4. Somebody take the first word. Naam Islam. Kulluhum. Second word. Second word. Naam Abdul Shakur. Kulluna. Kulluna. Third word. Third word. Naam.
Kulluha.
Last word. Last word. Okay, what's your name? Judei, yeah. And you also supposed to be sitting over here, so I can recognize you, right? Switching places on me. Judei, go ahead. Kun, okay? Any question about this lesson? Any question about any of these words in this exercise? Okay, so what I'm going to suggest to you, if you're learning the alphabet for the first time, please, yani, practice with the lesson during the week. Practice, read it, write it, listen to somebody reading to you. If you have anybody that can do dictation with you, let them read to you without looking at the book and try to write what you hear. Try to practice writing what you hear. Okay? The first time you're going to write it, the first time you're going to just read it from the book to see if you can read it, but you have to read to somebody in case you're making a mistake, somebody can correct you, right? So you have to be reading to somebody. Read to somebody at home in your family, or read to somebody at the masjid for the brothers going to the masjid for congregational prayer. If you can't find anybody to read to, call somebody on the telephone. Ask them for 5 minutes and read to somebody so somebody can correct you if you make a mistake. After you read it, I want you then to write it in your notebook. Write it out. Look at the book. Write it word by word, line by line, the whole entire lesson. Write it out in your personal notebook. After you write it, then I want you to listen. Look at the book and listen to somebody else read, trying to train your ear to recognize the sounds that you're looking at when you're looking at the book. Training your ear. You have to train. Hey, Khalil, is that your voice that I'm hearing? Oh. He's training my ear to know his voice. So now when I'm not looking, I'm going to know when it's you because I'm hearing you a lot, okay? Which I should not be hearing you a lot like this. Especially since you're so close to me and you're not hidden behind anybody. All right? When we were in school, you only make a lot of noise if you're hidden behind somebody. But you're right in front of me, right here where I can see you. Can't talk like that all day. No. Take a break, please. All right. The third step is, yani, listening to somebody else read to you. It's very important that you train your ear to recognize the sounds that you hear. At first, you want to do it while looking at the book so you can see and you can hear at the same time. After that, then I want you to once again read. That's the fourth step, read again, but this time you're going to read from your own handwriting, from your notebook, not from the textbook, but from your own handwriting. And then the fifth step combines both listening and writing. Yani, this time you're going to listen without looking at the book, and you're going to write by what you hear. Okay, if you practice this, by the end of this book, you should be able to read very well. You should be able to recognize what you hear, and you should also be able to write without looking at the book. Yani, some people, they finish level 1, book 1 Medina program, and they can't write unless they're looking at the thing that they're just copying. But they can't write what they hear because they didn't have any training in dictation, in imla. So I'm going to try to get you now from the beginning to start training yourself to be able to write the sounds that you hear, to write the words that you hear. If you start practicing from now, by the time we finish 53 lessons, inshallah, bi-iznillah, I say, because we don't have any control over the future, right? But we believe, with the help of Allah, inshallah, you're going to be able to read well, write well, understand what you hear, and you'll be able to write without looking by what you hear, inshallah. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. When we were in school, the teacher didn't give us anything as notes except what he said in the class.
and you had to write whatever he was saying. When he's speaking, you are just writing as much as you can. Because at the end of the term, when it comes time for exam, the exam is going to be on what he said in the class, not on what's in the textbook. And what he said in the class, yani, where is it going to be if you weren't writing, right? So you have to learn how to write what you hear. Okay, this is the end of lesson number 8. Unless anybody has a question, we're going to go to lesson number 9. Okay, lesson number 9 is a new letter. Okay, today we're going to take two letters, the letter Kaf and the letter Tab. Both of these letters are easy, yani easy to pronounce. There should be no difficulty for us in pronouncing this letter. Now,
Is there Hamza here?
Hamza. Is Hamza here? Is Hamza here? No, no, there's no brother here named Hamza? Oh, this young brother Hamza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Hamza is here, yeah. Who wants him? Yeah, Hamza, go over by the door. MashaAllah. Hey, the letter Ta is an easy sound to pronounce. And on the top of the page it says Lesson 9, New Element Ta. Note that this is like the French T. I don't know what the French T is like. I studied French a long time ago when I was in junior high school. I don't remember now what the French T is like. But in any case, we're going to tell you what it is. Yeah.
It's T.
T?
Yes.
Yani, so it's not as hard sound like yani the English. It's not as sharp, but it's a little bit softer sound, okay? So this is close to Arabic. Now, Arabic has no T like the English one, okay? So it's closer to the French T, okay? The letter Ta, in terms of its articulation point in Arabic, is pronounced from the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gum line of the upper front teeth. Ta, 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 okay? Ta. And it's from the same place that you pronounce the letter da, del, and the same place that you pronounce ta, ta. Okay, and by the way, the letter ta is also represented in English by T. So now I'm going to warn you that the letter T in Arabic, there are two T's. One is ta and the other is ta, ta, ta. Okay, so when we come to that letter, we're going to compare the sounds between them. But I want you to note that if you see something written in transliteration and it has T, you have to be careful. You don't know, is it ta or is it ta? Okay, and a lot of times we pronounce words wrong, especially in Al-Fatiha. اهدنا الصراط نتا. A lot of people say صراط, it's not ta, it's طا. صراط, صراط الذين أنعمت, not أنعمت. A lot of people say أنعمت. They make everything طا or everything ta, not so. Okay, there's ta and there's طا. Okay, right now we're going to take the easy one, ta, okay? Let's look at this lesson. Again, at the top of the page, we only see two forms of the letter ta. Ta, when it's written by itself, independent, alone form. Okay, it's just, yani, a little loop here, right, with two dots above it. Be careful, because there are other letters that look like ta in the Arabic language. There's ba, there's ta, and there's tha. All of them have the exact same form, except ta has two dots above it, and tha has three dots above it, and ba has one dot beneath it. Okay, so these dots, the nuqta, is very important. For now, it's no problem because we only have one of them so far. But when we take ba, you're going to have to distinguish. They have the exact same form, except that ta has two dots above, and ba has one dot beneath, and tha has three dots above. Now, and now it's close to them as well, and it has one dot above it. One dot above it. Close. Yani, they're very, very similar in form also with the letter Noon. But yani, when we see the letter Noon, we'll see this. Yani, when you look at the letter Noon, you'll see that the letter Noon is a little bit more, is deeper going down, and yani, not as wide as the letter yani ta and tha and ba. Okay, so a slight difference between them. Otherwise, their form, their beginning, middle, and ending form is very, very close. Okay, except the nuqta, the dots. Okay, all right. So yani ta in the beginning, they showed us the form here, how ta looks when it's connected to something following it. They didn't show us how it looks in the middle, but it looks just like this one, the beginning form, except it has a line on both sides of it. So you can connect to what's before it, and you can connect to what is following it. No, we didn't. We're going to come to Ta Rabuta, inshallah. But also, Ta, when it's on the end, it goes back to its original, alone form, but it just has a connector to what's, you know, so that you can connect to the letter that came before when it's at the end. Okay, in these exercises, we're going to see the letter Ta in different forms. We're going to see it, how it looks when it's independent, yani in the first line, for example. In the second line, we're going to see how it looks when it's written on the end, when it's connected to something before it. And in the fourth line, we're going to see how it looks in the beginning. And in the middle, we're not going to see the middle form in these exercises. But next week, inshallah, when we take the letter Ba, we're going to see the letter Ta in the middle form in that lesson, yani plentifully, a lot of examples. Okay, but in any case, yani how it looks in the middle is the same way it looks when it's in the beginning, except yani that little line that's connected to what's after it should also be on the other side to connect to what's before it. Alright? Okay, let's look at line 1. Let's look at line 1 and read the examples for line 1. By the way, in case I forget, in a few minutes it's going to be time for the adhan. We're going to listen to the adhan as we normally do. Please, when you listen to the adhan, repeat the words of the muezzin. And after the adhan, inshallah, we'll resume for a little while until we complete this lesson. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, page 19, lesson 9. The letter, its name is Ta. Its sound is like the sound of T. Yani Ta. T-2. Ta. T-2. If it was elongation, it would be Ta. T-2. Okay? Line 1, Mim Fatha Aleph.
Ma.
Ma. Ta with Fatha.
Ta.
Ta. The whole word should be?
Ma.
Ma. Ta. Long vowel, short vowel. Ma. Ta. Ma. Ta means?
He?
Died. Nam. Okay, second word. Line 1, second word. Lam should be, the Fatha should be written directly above the Lam. Because the vowel for the lamb is fatha, and then that fatha is elongated by aleph. Okay, so this is a long vowel. Lamb, fatha, elongated by aleph should be pronounced?
La.
La. And then ta with fatha?
Ta.
Ta. The whole word?
La.
La ta. Good. Third word? Ha fatha aleph?
Ha.
Ha. Ta kasra?
Si.
Whole word? Hati, hati, yani hati, give me this, hati, give me, naam. The last word, line 1, word number 4, kaf, fatha, elongated by aleph, ka, noon, fatha, na, ta with sukoon, yani the ta with sukoon is joined to the noon with fatha, became
net,
net. So the whole word should be? Kanat, yani kana, he was. Kanat, she was. Yani the ta on the end of a verb usually indicates yani third person feminine singular. Yani jalasa, he sat. Jalasat, she sat. Shariba, he drank. Sharibat, she drank. Kana, he was. Kanat, she was. Okay, let's read the line together. Line number 1, first word. Long vowel, short vowel. Again?
Mata.
Mata. Second word?
Lata.
Lata. Third word?
Hati.
Hati. Fourth word?
Kanat.
Line 2. Kaf, Dhamma, Noon with Sukoon.
Kun.
Ta with Dhamma?
Tu.
The whole word?
Kuntu.
Kuntu. Kuntu. Second word, kaf, dhamma, noon with sukoon.
Kun.
Ta with kasra.
Ti.
The whole word?
Kunti.
Kunti. What's the difference between the first word and the second word? What's the difference in what you see right now? After that then, inshallah. Tayyib. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. We're on lesson 9, page 19, line 2. We read the first two words and we said, what's the difference between the first one and the second one? The first one has Dhamma and the Ta, and the second one has Kasra. Okay, so it's Kuntu and Kunti. Okay, Kuntu, Kunti.
Well, kuntu is actually, it's neither masculine or feminine. It's first person singular, which can be used for masculine and feminine. And the second one is feminine. Yeah, kunti. Yani, anti kunti. Naam. Alright, third word. Kaf, dhamma, noon, with sukoon. Kun. Ta, with fatha. Ta. The whole word should be?
Kunta.
Kunta. Okay, the previous word, kunti, this one, kunta, both of them are, yani, past tense forms of the verb, second person, yani, feminine and masculine. Kunti and kunta. Okay, the last word, meem with kasra, me. Followed by ta with shadda, mit. And then ta again with dhamma, to, so it should be pronounced mit. That's the first syllable, mit. Yani mim kasra, ta with shadda means ta with sukoon, mit. And then another ta with dhamma, to, mit to, mit to. Hold the ta because it has shadda, right? Mit to. Don't say mitu. Don't say mitu because then there's no shadda, right? Mit to, mit to, mit to. Naam. Okay, the a third line, line number, oh, let's read this line together. First, let's read this line together. Line number two, first word?
Kuntu.
Kuntu. Second word?
Kunti.
Kunti. Third word?
Kunta.
Kunta. Last word?
Mitu.
Mitu. Okay, line three, lam with fatha elongated by aleph.
La.
La. Noon with fatha followed by ta with sukoon.
La.
Net. All together?
La.
La. Net.
La.
Second word. Lam with fatha elongated by aleph.
La.
La. Meem with fatha followed by ta with sukoon.
La.
Met. Together?
La.
La. Met. Third word. Ha with fatha followed by aleph.
Ha.
Ha. Noon with fatha followed by ta with sukoon. Net all together.
Ha.
Ha. Net. Last word. Lam with kasra followed by noon with sukoon.
Lin.
Lin. Ta with fatha. Ta all together.
Linta.
Linta. Nam. Okay, let's read the line together. First word.
La.
Net. Second word. Lamet. Third word. Hanat. Last word.
Linta.
Linta. Naam. Okay. Line, page 20, line 4. We're still on lesson 9. Page 20, line 4. The first word has ta with fatha.
Ta.
Noon with fatha elongated by aleph.
Na.
Na. Meem with dhamma.
Mu.
Mu. The whole word. Tanamu. Tanamu. Yani from nama yanamu. Tanamu means what, Ya Abdulaziz? Anta tanamu. You are sleeping. Not you, Abdulaziz. Tanamu. Line 4. Huh? What'd you say back to Abdulhaq? Line 4. Second word. Ta with dhamma.
Two.
Two. Ha with fatha elongated by aleph.
Ha.
Ha. Noon with dhamma.
No.
No. The whole word?
Tuhanu.
Again?
Tuhanu.
Tuhanu. Tuh, short, long, short. Tuhanu. Tuhanu. Third word, ta with dhamma?
Tu.
Tu. Kaf with fatha elongated by aleph?
Ka.
Ka. Lam with dhamma?
Lu.
Lu. The whole word? Tukalu. Tukalu. Line four, last word, ta with fatha? Ta. Lam with fatha elongated by aleph.
La.
La. Ha with fatha elongated by aleph.
Ha.
The whole word. Talaha.
Talaha.
Okay, let's read the line together. First word.
Talamu.
One more time.
Talamu.
Tanamu. Second word.
Tuhanu.
Tuhanu. Third word.
Tukalu.
Tukalu. Last word. Talaha. Two long vowels. Talaha. Okay, line 5. Line 5, they're going to be two words together as one expression. Okay, so we're going to read two words. They're going to be read together, yani, as one expression. The first expression is lam with fatha, meem with sukoon.
Lam.
Then ta with fatha, kaf with dhamma. Ta, ku. Ta, ku. So the, together it should be read? Lam, taku. Lam, taku. The second expression, lam with fatha, meem with sukoon.
Lam.
The second part of it, ta with fatha, kaf with dhamma, noon with sukoon. Ta, kun. Ta, kun. All together should be read?
Lam,
takun. Okay, the third expression, lam with fatha, meem with sukoon.
Lam.
The second part of it, noon, fatha, kaf, dhamma, noon with sukoon. Na, kun. Na, kun. Together should be read?
Lam,
nakun. Lam, nakun. Okay, let's read this line together. The first expression,
lam,
taku. The second one,
lam,
takun. The third one,
lam
nakun. Okay, the last line. The last line, the first word, line number 6, the first word, ta with fatha should be
ta.
Kaf with kasra followed by noon with shadda.
Kin,
and then the noon with dhamma. No, okay. So remember that the letter with shadda, in this case is noon. It means that it's going to be doubled. The first of them has sukoon. You have to join it as one syllable with the letter before it. So this word actually should have how many syllables? Don't jump off the bus. Take your time. Look at it carefully.
Three
syllables. Yeah, Yusuf. Jazakallah khair. The old folks beat the young folks. Yani, they say old people's brains are slow, but not so. We're moving fast. Okay, three syllables. Ta, kin, and nu. Ta, kin, and nu. How would you pronounce it? Takinu. Hold the shadda on the noon. Takinu. Okay, the second word. Meem with fatha followed by kaf with shadda. Mak. The second kaf has fatha. Kaf with fatha, ka. Noon with fatha, na. And noon with fatha followed by ta with sukoon. Net. Okay, remember, the second letter, kaf, has shadda. So we're going to join the first kaf to the meem with fatha. That's going to be one syllable. And then the next kaf has a vowel. That's a second syllable. And then the noon with fatha is a third syllable. And then ta with sukoon, is that a fourth syllable?
No.
No, because what? Because we're going to join it to the letter before it. So again, there are three syllables. There's mek, and then there's ka, and then there's net. Okay, how do you pronounce it? Somebody is pronouncing the noon with a shadda, the kaf is shadda. Say it again. Mek, ka, net. Mek. Mekkanet. Mekkanet. Huh? Mekkanet. 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 Okay. The fourth word. Ta with kasra. Lam with sukoon. Til. Kaf with fatha. Ka. The word should be?
Tilka.
Tilka. And then the last word on line 6. Ta with kasra. Lam with sukoon. Til. Kaf with dhamma. Meem with sukoon.
Kum.
The whole word should be?
Tilkum.
Tilkum. Okay, let's read this line together. Line number 6, page 20. The first word. Okay, remember the shadda means hold that noon. Takinnu. 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 Okay, second word. Mekkanet. Hold the calf. Calf has shadda. Hold the calf. Mek. Mekkanet. Mekkanet. Okay, the third word.
Tilka.
Tilka. And the fourth word?
Tilkum.
Tilka and tilkum, similar in meaning, right?
Yes.
Means that. Feminine form. Tilka. And then tilkum, yani, also means that, but yani, it has the Second person, masculine plural pronoun, kum, meaning entum. Okay, in any case, this is the lesson for today. This is the second lesson for today. The letter ta. Any question about what we covered today? Now,
for the ta.
For the letter ta.
Does the tongue touch the top of the gums near the top of the
teeth? Tongue should touch the gum line where the gums meet the upper two front teeth. The tongue should, the top of the tip of the tongue should touch the gum line. Ta, 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 t, two, ta, t, two. Nam, it should touch. Any other question about the lesson today? The letter calf or the letter ta? Okay, again, I encourage you, urge you, implore you, whatever words we can come up with, and please review, please review, please review. And every day, try to take a few minutes. And we're not saying 1 hour every day, but even just 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, according to your ability. Some people work in two jobs, some people work in overtime, some people have a lot of time. If you have more time, you should put in a little more time. If you have less time, then and you have to work with what you got, right? Tayyib. 2 weeks passed since we last met. I pray. Mashallah, it seems as though people have been studying though. Mashallah, we read good today. Really, really good today. And I want to encourage you to try to step it up a little bit. Yani, normally we're just taking two lessons in each class. If it really goes like this and it's easy for people, nobody's finding difficulty, some lessons we might take three lessons. Some sessions we might take three lessons. Depending on the lesson that we have to do. Yani, some lessons, they're related to one another closely. They're the same concept, so it's really not something new. So we might take more than two lessons sometimes. We're not in the Indianapolis 500. We're not racing to end, but yani, we do want to finish. Okay, if we are able to, we'll take a little more. If we're not able to, no problem. We'll finish whenever Allah has decreed for us to finish. I ask Allah to grant you success and to inspire you and motivate you to work hard at this so that, inshallah, every one of you will be able to open the Mus'haf and read from the Quran exactly the way Allah revealed it, not just reading the translation. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, the adhan has already been called, so if anybody has to make wudu, let's make wudu, make our sunnah prayers, and let's prepare for the congregational prayer. Now.